back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning, everyone.
And we just finished a lovely interview with Tony Logue, who is an assistant New York State Attorney General. And Tony has done programs with me in reference to Project SAFE, which is Seniors Against Financial Exploitation. And she's a wonderful asset. There's no question about it. And she just constantly comes up with tips to help seniors avoid being scammed. And the numbers are in the billions every year. As much education as going out there, it's still in the billions. Now we're going to move on to AGES. And AGES is an organization improving the quality of senior life. And we have the chair and co-chair. We have Lisa Albanowski and Sharon Ritter, who are going to be telling us how they got involved, what AGES is exactly, and how seniors in the community benefit from AGES. Good morning, ladies. I'm going to start with Sharon.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for letting us be here. AGES is an association of generational experts for seniors. It's a not-for-profit organization, and we're solely dedicated to improving the quality of life for aging adults and their families. With AGES, you know, there's so many different services, organizations out there, but we're really a one-stop shopping for seniors, families, the decision makers. It can be very overwhelming when you're looking for services, and sometimes people don't know what they're looking for. What's very unique about our organization is the integrity and our guiding principles, and the members that are part of AGES, we're solely dedicated to doing what's right for the senior. So for example, when families are searching for information, they may think they or need, you know, one service, when in actuality they may need another service. So we refer to one another to make sure that aging adult or whatever the situation is, which the situations are always ever evolving too, that they're always getting the appropriate resource to, again, improve that quality of life.
Okay. I'm a senior, and I'm going to be 75 years old, but I have a question in reference to long-term care.
Yes.
So I'm going to reach out. How am I going to go through this? I've heard of AGES. What's a phone number?
So the phone number is 516-231-1950. And we have a website,
okay.
www.agesresource.org.
Okay.
And if you want to email us, it's info@agesresource.org.
Okay. So I'm going to make the phone call.
Yes.
And who am I going to get on the phone?
You're going to get one of us, one of our members. Or one of our members.
Oh, really? Okay.
We rotate in manning our phones.
Oh, it's an office. It's not, okay.
Okay, so depending on who's available, we're a not-for-profit organization, so we're all volunteers.
Okay.
Okay, so that's important. But we're dedicated to helping. So you're 75, you have some needs for long-term care that you want to inquire about. We do have long-term care specialists in our group who is very active within our organization and has been in business for a very long time, so we will refer you to them. We'll take your name and information and have them get in touch with you.
Okay. Now, in the conversation with that person, I'm looking for long-term care, but then I turn around and say, yeah, because eventually I have to fix the roof of my house that's falling in. So then right. He would have that conversation. Wait a minute, there's a little bit more than long-term care. You need... And then maybe a social work to go through your house or something like this. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm just trying to get a feel of the flow.
So it'll be conversational. You know, they'll talk to you about your needs, what your situation is, what made you call, you know, and look for some of the key points to what's going on in your life. We're not just interested in selling you a service.
Right, okay.
We really care about you as seniors, as all of us do in our professions. It's about finding out what is going on with you in the life of yourself, your spouse, your loved one, why you're calling, and getting the whole picture and then doing a consultation with you to help you throughout whatever else is going on.
Okay. Consultation-wise, is there one person who's the, whatever, has that?
The major domo.
Right. I know all the areas, so let me sit down with you, or no? Like, I could wind up here with the at-home psychotherapy. And that person's going to turn around and say, but your finances are a mess, or your you know, house is a mess.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Something you said in the beginning got me thinking, and this is something I, in my own dealings with people, tell me what it is you're trying to achieve. Don't ask for help for a specific thing, because you ask, you're not going to mention the roof that needs replacing. You're going to be asking about long-term care or whatever it was. Here's my need. State your problem, and then you're in a better position to help that problem person.
Well, if they know their problem, nine out of 10 times they don't know what the problem is
true.
Until the conversation starts.
Exactly.
You know, I have people that come to me, they're talking, I was like, that's not a problem. You're not paying attention to what the real problem is.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's who we are as professionals. We will dig under the covers, if you will, to have a conversation about life and what's going on. And yes, to your point, oh my God, and you know, I have a bucket under my roof is leaking. Hang on a minute, I have to to put it into the sink. Then we will obviously know that we need to get another professional from our organization involved in having a consultation with this person.
How big ages, like the number of, ballpark on that?
Right now we have approximately 30 members.
Oh, wow.
But
we're
continually adding members. And also we service Nassau County, Suffolk County, Queens at a minimum. And many of our organizations, you know, go broader than that. But that's part of the criteria.
Okay.
How do your members find you, become aware of you? How do you come together so you've got 31 now instead of 30?
It's by invitation. Like I said, integrity is very important. We have ethical standards as part of our bylaws of the organization. So again, we're a not-for-profit organization, but most the services that are involved in helping aging adults, it's about doing the right thing, providing the right information, providing the right resource for that person. So it's by invitation.
You're inviting that person?
Yes.
Okay. How does it happen? Does somebody tell John or David, you know, you're such an expert in Framajam. You know, it's hard to find Framajam experts nowadays.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, there's this organization, AGES, and I was talking to someone, I'm a member myself, and I was talking to someone, and they say they get calls from people who have problems, and they always refer them to an expert in a specific thing. Why don't you give them a call? You're always saying, what am I going to do with my time? I'm sitting around, I'm retired. I wish I'd get involved and say, I'm tired of playing cards all the time. That's one way. I mean, put out here, right here now, through the radio, I think we can put out a call to people. If you have an expertise in something, contact AGES. Find out whether you fit their needs.
What we really look for is business professionals who are in business and offer goods or services for seniors and their families. So somebody retired, you know, who was an expert in a business, let's say, but is no longer doing business, we really don't have a place for them. You know, certainly there are organizations out there that, you know, take on senior volunteers to help others. We are looking for people in business. So, for instance, you know, Sharon, I'll let Sharon discuss what she does. I'm a real estate broker. My focus and my expertise is really in seniors' real estate specialty. So I have a certification called SRES. It's through the National Association of Realtors. And I have a mom who just turned 97. I've been the caretaker and the go-to person in my family to oversee my parents and help with their needs as they progressed in life. So I'm certainly an expert in my own right and have worked with people and their families to help them when they downsize. So, for example, I get called into someone's home, the daughter or son or a loved one calls and says, you know, mom just can't take care of this 5-bedroom house anymore. Her bedroom's upstairs. It's too dangerous. What do we need to do? So as that expert, I will go through the home and decide what has to be done to the home, if anything, to get the highest and best price. And then what I'll do is I'll say, well, where is mom going? And they say, well, we don't know. Maybe they want to look into assisted livings. And then I will refer to Sharon, and she can tell you what she does.
That's Care Patrol.
Care Patrol.
Which is?
Care Patrol, we help families find the appropriate assisted living community. And my husband and I are here local on Long Island, but we have colleagues throughout the United States. So sometimes, you know, with the families being all over the country, we can help if there's a daughter in Chicago. You know, we can coordinate with a colleague who we are always in the communities on a regular basis firsthand. So how we help families, we know the various types of care that are or not offered. The assisted living communities have different licenses. We know the makeup of the resident population because we're in them on a regular basis, and we also have the price points. So as opposed to a family going out and meeting with basically the salesperson and, you know, trying to gather the information, you know, themselves, we actually gather the information, identify maybe two or three of the most appropriate that fit their care needs, their priorities, and their budget, and then we go with them. We help ask the questions, make sure they get the accurate and objective information in each community. We help ask the questions, and then we will also, you know, send them a very objective, comparative analysis, you know, after the visit.
It's a very efficient way of doing it. Instead of the person making calls to half a dozen places, you're going to
yes.
say, here's my problem. Once again, it's define your problem, and then an expert can help you.
Well, and like I said, we're, you know, I'm here to make sure the families get the accurate information. Because sometimes it can be very overwhelming. You're talking to different people. One can emphasize one point,
yes.
which can make it seem differently. And mm-hmm. so, and like I said, we're here, you know, not to direct the family in any one direction, but to make sure they get the complete and accurate information to make whatever decision is best for the families.
Yeah.
Terrific. You know what?
Yes.
We're going to take a break a little bit early, so this way the next we can just continue talking. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.